we are seeing growing backlash now in Washington over the decision by the Attorney General Pam Bondi not to release those Jeffrey Epstein files. And now we have the Speaker of the House speaking out on this.
That's right. And this is a notable change because earlier in the week when he was asked by reporters, he kind of deferred to the White House on the matter. But then in a new interview with a conservative commentator, he said that he's all for transparency and that everything should be put out there for people to decide, essentially, for themselves. And what we're seeing over on Capitol Hill and even among voters, it is kind of this unlikely, unusual coalition between conservatives, some Republicans in Congress, and also Democrats who are calling for transparency around this and want more information revealed. Some House Democrats are even calling for testimony on Capitol Hill. And conservatives, right-wing influencers have said this issue is just not going away.
Any additional comments from the president on this?
Yeah, the president has continued to try to downplay it. Yesterday, because he traveled to Pennsylvania and we had, a departure here at the White House and then also an arrival back, he spoke to reporters multiple times and received multiple questions on this matter. He said he doesn't understand the interest or fascination. He continues to defend the Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of it. He was even asked by a reporter if his name appears in any of the documents, and he said no, but said he received a quick briefing, went on to claim that the files were made up by former FBI Director James Comey, and then also added that ultimately it's up to Bondi whether she thinks anything is credible, then she should release it. So kind of consistent comments by the president trying to, kind of deflect and downplay the whole matter, even as, there is this growing call for more information around it.
Other comments from the president I found interesting yesterday. He was weighing into the fact that he thinks the state of Texas should do a mid-decade redistricting to get more assured Republican seats going into the 2026 midterm elections.
Right. And if you look at the numbers, last fall, Democrats won 13 congressional districts of 38 in Texas. So now, there's this push by the president and Republicans to redraw congressional maps, which is expected to be considered during a special session of the state legislature. And the president yesterday, during the departure, telling CBS News that he believes he wants a new map that would yield as many as 5 new Republican seats. Now, Texas Democrats say that they believe, those new districts, if they were to be redrawn, would violate the Voting Rights Act and, try to dilute the power of communities of color. But at the end of the day, why this matters, if Republicans lose just 3 seats across the country next year during the midterms, that could flip control of the House. And so Republicans would not have, a lock on both chambers and the White House.
Any concern on the part of Republicans that if you start moving some of these voters to the other districts, it could dilute some of their strength in the districts that they already hold?
Sure. It could make completely different or more competitive races and, congressional members who are well established in those districts kind of know how to run races and reach out to their constituents. So it would change the game. And that's why some Democrats are saying, be careful what you wish for here, because it could pose a completely different dynamic. And, just beyond Texas, the president was asked if there were other states that he had his eye on and hinted that there were a couple more. But, what this really shows, if you kind of zoom out, is that midterm campaigning is already, here and even ahead of next year, ahead of 2026, the battle lines are already being drawn.
Natalie, in a way, it's always election year, isn't it?
It really is. You know that, Tony.
Thank you so much, Natalie, for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony. Good to be with you.